Hey, Money, is there a mascot that freaks you out?
Well, I hate to tell on myself, but it's probably been my alma mater, Arkansas Tech.
We were talking about the Wonder Boys a minute ago.
What is the Wonder? I mean, I know the story, obviously, but that kind of leaves me a little bit wondrous. But and a golden sun, I still haven't figured out what a golden sun is.
That's true.
The female side, yeah. But anyway, that's probably unique, I guess. There's no other
it is.
School in the country that's. But yeah, some of those mascots have gotten a little bit over the top. But it's business like anything else.
As Houston Nutt once said, there's lots of lions and tigers and bears, but there's only one Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
Or Razorback, I think he said, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll take some more calls on that. I was at the Arkansas-Vanderbilt game last night in Nashville, and I'm telling you, that Commodore guy really, I mean, it's borderline inappropriate. It just freaks me out, and I'm glad I'm not a kid because I would have nightmares.
Yeah, that puppets and clowns, that falls all into the same category,
that's
I
it.
Think.
That's
you're right.
It.
I mean, yeah, that's tough night. That's stuff nightmares are made out of. You're right. Especially as bad as a hog play. It didn't help that matters either.
Well, did we have a good day or a nightmarish day yesterday at the track?
We had a good day. We got lucky with our feature pick, paid $21.40.
How do you do?
That's very, very nice. And our long shot ran good, a little trouble, and I think that was earlier in the card, but double didn't do a whole lot. But today's another day. We're leaving the fight on, and it's Rebel Eve, if you will. They're putting the finishing touches on the infield, which will be open for the first time tomorrow.
Beautiful
and,
day.
And weather promises to be absolutely perfect. So
yep. Great
beer drinking weather and horse picking weather, I say. So let's bring it on. It'd be a good way to get things going today if we can maybe play with a little bit of Oakland money, if you will, as we head into the big day tomorrow. And it's a challenging card, 10 races, a little extra bonus there. We're going to give it a little bonus to ourselves, 2 long shot picks today. More on that in just a bit. But so we start with the double as always. And I went over the opener today about 3 or 4 times, really basically threw up my hands and just stabbed with the 2 horse here, Tiger Bull. A couple of angles working. I like the move to Eddie Martin. I like the barn change as well. The high percentage Terry Donaldson outfit takes over the training chores on Tiger Bull. Also returns the one turn. Now, he doesn't look like a whole lot, a lot on paper, but he really doesn't have to beat a whole lot. So let's go with the 20-1 proposition in the first, number 2, Tiger Bull. We went far more conventional in the second half of the early double on the outside. Robbie Alvarado on what I think will be the favorite, number 10, Joking and Smoking. Much trouble last time for this one. Was trapped down on a dead rail. Actually lost his irons, Robbie did, in the final stages of that race. Still beating less than 2 lengths. Anything close to a clean trip puts the 10 horse in the winner's circle. Early double numbers today, 2 and 10. Let's move now to the featured 9th race on the program. And there are several scratches in here for anybody in route. Some important ones as well. The 1, Rocket 21, has been declared, as has the 6, Ire, and number 8, Lulu Wong, the second choice in there in the wagering in the morning line at 3-1. Scratch the 1, 6, and 8. Kind of sucked the heart out of the race a little bit, to tell you the truth. Number 4, Lady Diva Gaga, will be a heavy favorite, and deservedly so. She's run 3 bang-up races to meet thus far, exit stakes company, and she looks like she has the remainder of that field over a very, very big class barrel. Number 4, Lady Diva Gaga, in the featured 9th race. And as bonus, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to give a couple of long shots out today. Really couldn't decide on either one, so went with the double header in the long shot category. We'll start in the 3rd race with number 6, Sluiceway, a big 12-1 in the morning line, reunited with Cliff Berry here this afternoon. Class drop as well. I think 12-1 would be a great price on the 6th Sluiceway, and that is in the 3rd of the day. Our other long shot comes in the 6th, and it's kind of a speed angle, number 10, Prophet Song. This is another 20-1 shot that I think runs very big today. Class increase for him, but that's why we're going to get the price that we're going to. Had an excuse last time out, showed the way early, quick fractions, tired over a deep and tiring racetrack. Different story today over a dry strip. Number 10, Prophet Song, our bonus long shot play of the day, and that comes in the 6th of the afternoon.
I would point out that you went away from Do You Like Money in the first race today, and I think we would all say a resounding yes to that. We love Jeff Money Taylor. And tomorrow, Oaklawn Race Day at 11 o'clock, our traditional time, a 30-minute program, a traditional length of time, 1 turn. We're going around tomorrow. Yep. And we'll be picking the Rebel Stakes, among others. So it'll be a big, big day at Oaklawn. Like you said, infield's open, boat and truck giveaway, huge weekend at Oaklawn.
It is. It's going to be great. And we start things off this afternoon. Couldn't be better condition.
All right, beautiful. Jeff, appreciate it. Look forward to being with you in the morning.
We'll talk to you in the morning, Jeff.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it. All right, let's take a couple more calls on, excuse me, mascots. I got some on the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback as well.